Coughlin certainly was captivated by what Hitler was doing, although certainly later he would disavow and claim that he never supported Hitler and all that. But, you know, he was cribbing Nazi propaganda for his newsletters. He was parroting almost exactly the kinds of things that the Nazis were saying. He was justifying Nazi attacks like Kristallnacht, you know, by saying the Jews had it coming. Coughlin ideologically is very much in line with the Nazis at the time and supported this extremist group called the Christian Front, which would later turn out to have a lot of Nazi connections on its own. And so he could say later, because Hitler became this sort of, you know, obviously shorthand for like a very bad dude he didn't want to be associated with, like, you know, Coughlin, you know, might later have tried to repair his reputation by claiming that. But the record shows that, you know, someone of his beliefs at that time, even in America, we don't like to think about this, but even in America, Hitler had his supporters and his defenders. And Father Coughlin was certainly one of them.